past hurt do you need to forgive in order to let go of lingering resentment? Today, Dr. Dixon shares how your life changes for the better when you let go of a hurt rather than hanging on to resentment.
Well, hello. I tell you, I have a topic today that's really going to bring a place of freedom into your life that you didn't even know you needed. Oh, let's get into it, huh? I want to talk today about how resentment hurts you more than anyone else. Do you know there's a freedom that comes from forgiving? When you choose to forgive and enjoy living in the freedom that it brings, let me tell you, you say, well, what took me so long to get here? Job 5, verse 2 says, to worry yourself to death with resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. That's the Good News Translation. You know, if you hang on to resentment, it always hurts you more than anyone else. Resentment is self-destructive and counterproductive. Resentment just makes no sense. If anyone ever had a reason to be resentful, it was Job. He was a godly man who had everything he wanted, wealth, fame, and a great family. Then one day, he lost it all. Let me tell you, enemy nations killed his livestock. All of his children died in a horrific storm. He got a terrible disease. He literally lost everything he had except for his wife. But then in his darkest moment, she said to him, why don't you curse God and die? Job 2 and 9. Then a group of his friends came along and they began to say, Job, it's all your fault. But in the midst of a lot of bad advice that he was being given, one of his friends shared a word of wisdom. He insisted to Job that growing resentful was a bad idea. He said, to worry yourself to death with this resentment would be a foolish, senseless thing to do. Now, Job's friend was a wise man. He knew that even in the midst of such great heartache, resentment wouldn't help. In fact, it would just make things worse. So if you think back through experiences in your own life, you'll probably agree. You've probably done things you regret when you were caught up in resentment. Maybe you said something like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get her. Then you did the ridiculous thing to make that happen. When you give in to resentment, you end up acting in self-destructive ways. I'm going to repeat that. When you give in to resentment, you end up acting in self-destructive ways. You hurt yourself much more than those you're holding grudges against. Resentment makes you miserable, and it never ends with you getting what you want. So why hold on to your resentment? For one more minute? No, let it go. Let go of resentment today. Choose to forgive and enjoy living in the freedom it brings. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.